Okay, so we were getting closer to understanding the sugya last week, going back to the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbanan, that we seem to have had that according to Rebbe, there are more cases that are listed amongst the ones that Yesh Moyel Achamoyel. According to the Chachamim, by everything, once you did Me'ilah, there's no second Me'ilah except for Klisharas and Behemah. And Rebbe added in the Sefer, he said, "Kol Dovah Shein Lepidyon Yesh Bo Moyel Achamoyel." That was Rebbe. So the Gemara struggles what Rebbe is adding, and we were struggling to understand what is Rebbe saying that he's adding these two things. The Gemara says that the one of two things that Rebbe is adding, he's either adding Korban Eitzim, if somebody donates a Korban Eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rebbe, that has a din of a Korban, Rebbe Yomei Eitzim Korban Haim, Utunim Melach, Utunim Tanufa. And according to the Chachomim, Korban Eitzim is not a Korban. That's what comes out from the Gemara. Korban Eitzim is not a Korban, and therefore there's no Me'ilah over there. Once you were Me'ilah once, there's no Me'ilah, there's no redundant Me'ilah. The other case was a case of Kochim Mizbeach Shehumumu. If you have Kochim Mizbeach, they get a mum. According to Rebbe, is Yesh Moyel Achamoyel. And the Gemara explains why. Because Rebbe holds Yikovel. Rebbe holds that if you have Kochim Mizbeach Shehumumu, and then they died, so Rebbe holds there's no pidyon on them. That's what the Gemara comes out. L'maisa, the last piece. Kochim Mizbeach Tmimim V'nasim Bali Mumim. Fava V'shochton. Rebbe Yemi Yikoveru. V'chachom Moimim Yipodu. So in that example, Rebbe would come out with Chumr. Rebbe would say Yikoveru. The Chachomim would say Yipodu. Clearly, in both these issues, the main problem that we had was, even after we explained it halachically, it's still not clear why Rebbe changed the Nusach in the Mishnah. He should have just added. Rebbe should have just said in the Mishnah would have read much easier, if Rebbe would have just said, Rebbe Oimer, Af Korban Ha'etzim, Yesh Moyel Achamoyel. That would have been sufficient. Why did Rebbe have to give us a description which the Tanna Kamma also agrees with? Kol Dover, Shein Boi, opinion is Yesh Boi Moyel Achamoyel, which is what Rebbe says. Kol Dover, Shein Boi, opinion, Yesh Boi Moyel Achamoyel. That sentence, the Chachamim agree with too. So whatever Rebbe's coming to add, and however we're going to explain Rebbe's Tosefes, he clearly didn't say it. He didn't say what his main svara is. And that's what remained difficult. That we could find examples what Rebbe means to add, but why didn't he say them? Why didn't he say? So there has to be, the main nekuda that we're trying to bring out, is that there has to be a link between Rebbe's shita, that he adds Korban Ha'etzim, and he adds Bali Mumim, that got shechted. There has to be an explanation how those things are inclusive in his last statement. When he said, Kol Dover, it's what I'm basically telling you is, in a nutshell, is that it would seem that even according to the Chachamim, okay, if there wouldn't be pidyon, there still wouldn't be milachamila. That's really what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is that if the only thing Rebbe is adding is that there are certain things that he holds yesh moyel achamoyel because they can't be redeemed, and it happens to be that the Chachamim hold by those things there is pidyon, then the Mishnah would have not been written accurately. In other words, if there happens to be a side machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether in these two cases there's moyel achar, there's a pidyon or not, then our Mishnah didn't in any way describe the machloikis between Rebbe and the Chacham. Okay, Rebbe came into the Mishnah, he wanted to present an argument, and his argument was only one sentence. Kol dovor she'ein boi pidyon, yesh boi moyel achar moyel. That's all Rebbe said. That's the statement. And if we're going to say that the only machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim is whether these particular items, whether it's Korban Ha'etzim, whether it's Kochim Mizbeach Shehumumu, right? Whether it's Kochim Mizbeach Shehumumu, and they shechted them, and you can't redeem them. So it would come out that Rebbe really has not described in any shape or form in the Mishnah what is machlokes with the Chachamim. That's the problem that we have. And so I'm saying, I see the only way out of this, and what I'm going to tell you is going to be a chiddush, but I see the only way out of this to say that Rebbe's words of kol dover sheyesh lo pidyon, she'ein lo pidyon, yesh bo moel achamoel, is needed for his shita as far as korban eitzim or psulei mekdoshim. Meaning, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe, even if there's no pidyon over here, they would still say there's no moel achamoel. That's what I'm trying to say. Then the Mishnah is reading well. Meaning, if Rebbe introduced, not only he introduced things that have no pidyon, according to his shita, but he introduced examples where the Chachamim would disagree with them, even if there's no pidyon, then Rebbe at least has said what he had to say. He came in and he said, Rabbeisai, there are two things, or one thing, one of these two things, where I hold that there is moel achamoel, because my opinion is, anything that doesn't have pidyon, there is moel achamoel, and the Chachamim disagree with me. Even l'shitasi.
So then you don't even need the Chachamim to argue on the din by those two particular cases.
That's what I'm trying to say. The only way I could make sense of, understanding how the Mishnah is read, is if I'm going to accept that there are two disputes. One dispute is a kotshim dispute, nothing to do with me'ilah. Whether these two items have pidyon or don't have pidyon. And then there's a me'ilah machlekes, irrelevant to that. Whether they have pidyon or they don't, the Chachamim would say, ein moel achamoel, and Rebbe would say, yesh moel achamoel. Then the Mishnah reads well, because Rebbe came in and he said, you know why I argue with my case? Because I hold there's a different rule. Kol dover she'ein lo pidyon, yesh bo moel achamoel. So still in all, the Mishnah didn't describe what those cases are. That's okay, that's common in Shas. That doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all why Rebbe in the Mishnah didn't say korban eitzim. Or Rebbe didn't say in the Mishnah psulei mekdoshim that you shechted before you redeemed it. That doesn't bother me at all, because that's the derech and shas to go like that. That doesn't bother me. It only bothers me if what Rebbe said in the Mishnah is something which the Chachamim agree with, and what he happens to argue with is not in the Mishnah, which means the Mishnah basically told us nothing, because the only thing that the Mishnah told us is where the Chachamim agree with Rebbe, and what he so that will talk. If again, like I said, if we're going to say that in spite of Rebbe's shita, the Chachamim still hold. The Chachamim would tell Rebbe, we still disagree with you. Even according to you, that you hold that there's no pidyon, we still hold ein moel achamoel. Then I can make work. Could somebody get me a me'iri in kedushin, and Shmuley also a sefer achinuch. If they have the sefer achinuch, it's fine. Otherwise, if it's a minchas chinuch, get me chelik beis, please. Because I'm going to show you a me'iri that's really an unbelievable chiddush, this me'iri. But it begins to enlighten our sugya. The me'iri says in Kedushin, Shkech. The me'iri says that korban eitzim, which the way when we read our Gemara, it seems to read simply that korban eitzim is a question between Rebbe and the Chachamim whether it has kedushas aguf or Kedushas Damim. That would be the elementary way to learn our Gemara. According to Rebbe, Korban Eitzim has Kedushas Aguf. And according to the Chachamim, Korban Eitzim has Kedushas Damim. Which translates, according to Rebbe, there's pidyon. There's no pidyon by Korban Eitzim. And therefore, Yesh Moel Achamoel. And according to the Chachamim, there is pidyon, because it's Kedushas Damim. And therefore, Ein Moel Achamoel. That would be the simple way to read our sugya. The Me'iri comes in Maseches Kedushin, and the Me'iri says that Korban Eitzim, according to everybody, has Kedushas Aguf. Which stands to reason that there would be no pidyon, even according to the Chachamim, on Korban Eitzim. So this already begins to enlighten us, this Me'iri. We don't yet know why, but according to the Me'iri, at least we have a link now. We have somewhat of a link. The Meiri is found here on Daf Nun Dalet in Kedushin, and he says as follows. He goes through what's Kedushas Perek Abayis and what things are going to the getter of Kedushas Haguf, and then he gets to the Indian of Eitzim. And when he comes to Eitzim, he says as follows. And he brings Kama, Svaris, why it is that way. But the main Svaris that it comes from the Trumas HaLishkin. Says as follows. V'chein im omar ke'etzim, shom gam shnei gizrei etzim o ke'ishim. He says all these things. Harei elu kidov orakom, sheyesh lohem kedushas haguf, ve'eino kedushas domi. So the Meiri says that etzim has a kedushas haguf, not kedushas domi. Which would stand to reason that according to the Meiri, the Eitzim actually would not have a pinyan, technically. And still in all, the Chachamim would say, according to the Shita Sameiri, even though it's Eimo pinyan, is Yesh Boi Moya Lachamoya. Is Eim Boi Moya Lachamoya. Even though the logic should be Yesh Boi Moya Lachamoya. The way we were learning on an elementary level, anything that has redemption, once you do Meiri, it's like you redeemed it. Which is really how the Rosh Hashivas explained this, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav Shimon Shkop, they explain that when you moil in something and you become obligated to pay hektish because of that me'ila, that money that you become obligated to pay hektish is like a redemption. That choiv that was generated through your me'ila is like money that you're paying hektish to redeem it. That's why me'ila and pidyon go together. So according to Shmuel, it's always linked. Something that has no pidyon, if you moil in it, it's not going to become chum, because all the me'ila does is mimics a pidyon. Because what happens is you moil in hekdesh, because of the me'ila you become obligated to pay hekdesh, and once you become obligated to pay hekdesh, that payment serves as a pidyon. So anything that doesn't have pidyon, the payment can't translate as a pidyon, and now it should be moyel lachamoyel. But again, if we learn that the atzim is bech don't have kedushas haguf, so then it doesn't work. So I had this problem because I'll read you Rav Shmuel what Rav Shmuel says. Yeah. Kivon shenischayev lehekdish tashlum me'ilo harei hu d'mei pidyon. That alone is the d'mei pidyon. The fact that you have to pay hekdish, that is considered d'mei pidyon. Okay. So the bir hadavar I want to give you is like this. Now just going back to what we discussed last week, and now we'll put it together. We were discussing last week that potentially there could be another machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachomim. And the other machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachomim could be is that Rebbe holds that the yesod of the Issur Me'ila is ishtamshus behektish. Always. It's always the same. The reason why you're moil behektish is because you're mishtamish behektish. And therefore, there should always be mi'ila hamila. Logically, there should always be mi'ila hamila. The issur is you're mishtamish behektish. Mishtamish behektish once is one mi'ila. Mishtamish 100 times mi'ila. Should make no difference how many times you're mishtamish behektish. The only thing is there's a mechanical issue. Once you're mishtamish behektish once, and it turns into chum, so now it can't be mi'ila anymore. It's over. Because that's it. It's chum. So the second time that you use it, the issue is you're not using hekdesh. That's Rebbe. If you think about it, that's what Rebbe says in the Mishnah. If we have to just cut it dry to what Rebbe is saying, that's what he's saying. He's saying, kol dover she'en lo pinyan, yesh poi moyo lacha moyo. It's very mechanical. Anything which doesn't have pinyan, so meaning after I use it once, it still remains hektish. So now the yishtamshus again is the same thing. The chachamim, we introduced another way of learning the chacham. Chachamim hold that's an inherent difference in the me'ila between kedushas aguf and kedushas damim. There's an inherent distinction between these two. According to the chachamim, by kedushas aguf, since it always remains in the rishus hekdesh, taka the me'ila is only yishtamshus. Because it's never taken out of Rishus Hekdesh. So there the Me'ilah is only that you're using Hekdesh. That is the Maisa Me'ilah. And by Kedushas Domim, which you could take out of the Rishus Hekdesh. So the Me'ilah is taking it out of the Rishus Hekdesh. The Me'ilah is the Gzela, is the act of stealing it from Hekdesh. And that translates the Me'ilah. So according to the Chachamim, there are two types of Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah, which is just using Hekdesh, and that applies to Kedushas Haguf. There the meal is using it. And the reason why it must be that way is Kedushas Aguf you can't take out of Rishus Hekdesh. Just like your Kaka Ein and Ixelis, you can't take something that's Kedushas Aguf, you can't take it out of the domain of Hekdesh. And therefore, the Me'ilah has to be the use. Mashenke by Berek Abayas, where you could take it out of the Rishus Hekdesh, then the Me'ilah is a different kind of Me'ilah. The Me'ilah is taking it out of the Rishus Hekdesh. That's the way to Chacham. Now, if we're going to look, we'll see what the Nafka Minas will be. But if we're going to accept that, it would technically, you don't have to say like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. You don't have to say that Me'ilah is a form of pigeon. No. Me'ilah is taking it out of the domain of Hekdesh. It's not pigeon. It's taking it out of the domain of Hekdesh. Once it's out of the domain of Hekdesh, just like if somebody steals from the Ganev, he's not chayav to pay kefil because he didn't take it out of the rishus of the bailam. So once one person does me'ilah, it's not a matter that the object turned into chulin. Technically, if the object didn't turn into chulin, it still wouldn't make a difference. You're not doing a ma'is exeil from rishus hekdesh. Okay? It could be that the reason why it's not called a ma'is exeil from rishus hekdesh is it turned into chulin. It could be, but that's not necessarily the case. Not necessarily the case. Now, let's go to klisharis. Toisis brings down an our sugya. And this is not muska, but there's a machlekes rishonim. Some hold that a klisharis has pinyan. Some hold you could be poyed a klisharis. So that also serves as a problem with just breaking it down to the simple explanation that the reason why there's me'ilah, acha me'ilah by klisharis is because it's not redeemable. What do you mean? Klisharis may actually be kedushas domim. And it could be redeemable. So if that's the case, so why is the me'ilah hamoil by klisharis? Is a separate problem. Many hold the only kalim that you can't do pidyon to klisharis is the kalim she'asa Moshe, because those kalim got kedusha from the Shemen Amishcha, the original kalim, and those kalim you can't redeem. And that's how the Meshach, that's how the Arsameach learns. The kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, those kalim that got anointed with the Shemen Amishcha, on that day it's not redeemable. But other kalim you could redeem. You go back to the problem. So why is there moyel achamoyel over there? There shouldn't be moyel achamoyel. And the answer again, we go back to the chachamim. The chachamim hold there are certain things that are called in the domain of hekdesh, and there are certain things that are called not necessarily in the domain of hekdesh. Once you moyel, it's out of the domain of hekdesh. How do you qualify those two things? According to the chachamim, a kohen always has a shein korban. Why? Because a korban is something which inherently is hukdash for a specific use in the Beis HaMikdash. So take a korban oil, yeah? So now it's a korban oil. Wherever you take that oil, it remains a korban oil. Itself describes itself. So it's not a loose term, it's hektish. It's an oil. And therefore, because the Shem oil is always there, which is precisely what many Rishonim say, why Karkas ain't an Exelis? Why is Karka ain't an Exelis? Because the Shem Bailim is all over. Karka has the stamp of the owner. The title, the owner of title, he's the owner. Now, it doesn't matter who's sitting on the land. The land is always associated with the title owner of the land. And that's why Kakas ended in Gzelos. Lamoshal Toysus in Sukkah says that if you took land away from somebody and he lost his Shem, right? It's so long been stolen that nobody even associates it to the original owner, then that would be Kaka and Gzelos. Well, I'll give you another example. Kibush. Kibush is kind of land, right? If you go and conquer land with an army. Why do we say Kaka and Gzelos? What is the defining distinction between Kibush and Gzelos? And I will tell you very simple.
Owner's not getting it back.
Oh. Now, when the land is conquered as part of a block, right? So now the shame bailus went away. People don't associate the land anymore with that owner. Now it's been re-evaluated and redesignated to something else. That's why kachim. Memela kachim is the same thing. Kachim that have kedushas kolm, okay? They have a tag on them that they, this is a kolm oila. It's a kolm oila. It's a specific kolm. Can only be used as a kolm oila. And therefore, when you go ahead and you attempt to take that out of the Rishus Hegdish, it's ain't an exelus. According to the Chachamim, that's why there's Me'ilach, 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 because it remains a carbon oil, it always remains a carbon oil.
But it can't be used.
So it's not because there's no pigeon. It's because by definition you can't disassociate it from Hegdish. You can't break the link between this and Hegdish. Because Hekdesh doesn't just have a loose connection to this. It has a designated connection. It has a Shem Oila. And therefore, that can't be manipulated. Just exactly like Harkain and Exelis. The same kind of idea. They always remain Rishus Hekdesh. Klisharis is very much the same. Very different than Kedushas Perek Abayis. Perek Abayis is very generic. It could be a screw. Belongs to Beis HaMikdash. It could be an umbrella. The umbrella has no specific association to Hekdesh. Hekdesh will now sell the umbrella, and they'll buy something with the umbrella. Okay, so the umbrella itself doesn't have anything on it that we go, oh, that's identified as Hekdesh. The only reason why it's identified as Hekdesh is because it happens to be right now in the domain of Hekdesh. Take that umbrella, be moil in the umbrella, you've disconnected the connection that Hekdesh has with that umbrella. That's it. You broke the link between Hekdesh and the umbrella. Korban Oila, you could take the Korban Oila for a ride, it's still a Korban Oila. So therefore, the link can't be used for one. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's Moil, he pays his Karen V'chaimish and everything, and the Korban is the word of the Gulf. It's not a Mum. That he wrote it? You think about a Pos Chakas, you mean a Pos Adumet? Doesn't become, it's not about Mum. The kitchen, you could never change it. It always remains an oiler. An oiler is an oiler is an oiler. That's the period. And that's why it doesn't get disassociated with what it was. We'll get the psulei mukdashim. Yeah? An oiler. Klisharis is the same thing. That's why whether klisharis could be redeemed or klisharis could not be redeemed, the kaf is a kaf. The kaf which is used for the k'tayrus is the kaf ha-k'tayrus. It's not an umbrella. It's a specific designated use that the Beis HaMikdash has, and therefore it has the same advantage as a carbon oil for me'ila purposes. Because it has an identity. It has a specific identity. And therefore it remains that way. It remains that way. And that's the reason why it's irrelevant whether there's pidyon or not. It doesn't matter. The fact that is continuously connected to the domain of Hekdesh, so therefore, Yesh Moel HaChamoel. Oh, now, it's the other way around. Once Yesh Moel HaChamoel, so it doesn't go after Chum. But it's all a vicious cycle. You know, there's no reason for it to go after Chum. It's, as long as it keeps the link to Hekdesh, it doesn't go after Chum. It's Bosh. Now, that's the Pshat and the Chachamim. The Chachamim therefore would say that if somebody donated something to Beis HaMikdash that doesn't have redemption, but doesn't have its own identity, L'moshel Korban Eitzim, which could be comes from the Lishka, Dasi Marocha, but it doesn't matter, the Eitzim doesn't have its own identity, for various reasons, michlikoli, or it could be interchanged with others. It doesn't have a direct, so therefore, it doesn't have a shame kolm. And Mimela, once you take it out of the domain of Hekdesh, you don't have to come out the pigeon. Now there's no din anymore of Me'il on this object, because it's not associated to Hekdesh anymore.
Even though it can't be
redeemed. That's what I'm saying. The pigeon element. And it doesn't matter. That's why in our Mishnah, the Chachamim said clearly, they didn't say one word of pigeon. They said, Emoyel, Achamoyel, Elabahemo, Kleshores. These are things that have a permanent identity. Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, I disagree. I hold Kodova, Shemoy, Pidyon, Yesh, Lemoyel, Achamoyel. So the Gemara now understood that there's a Lomda Shemachlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Gemara wanted to find, what is Rebbe actually adding? So we went fishing. In our fishing trip, we found two possibilities where there could be a case where, according to Rebbe, there's no pigeon. But it's still, what's the reason why? Yeshma. Now, by Psulei Mukdashim, right? Psulei Mukdashim, we have a very interesting situation here. According to Rebbe, you can't redeem it. What would the Chachamim say? What would the Chachamim say about Psulei Mukdashim, even if you can't redeem it? The Chachamim would still say, Ein Moyel Achamoyel. Because Psulei HaMukdashim, the Chachamim would say, the Mum disassociated it. The Mum disassociated with Hekdesh. That's it. So now it's not an oil anymore. Now what is it? Now it's this new thing. It's a Kedushas Domim. So it may be a Kedushas Domim that you can't redeem. But the lack of redemption doesn't put it back into the Me'ilah box. And that's the reason why, even though these two disputes are separate disputes between the Rebbe and the Chachamim, without Rebbe unveiling his shita, that kol davar she'ein bo pidyon yesh bo moyel achamoyel, it wouldn't make a difference. Even though there's no Me'ilah by Kotshe Mizbeach, even though there's no pidyon by Kotshe Mizbeach, that got a mum in your shechti. So what? Once it gets a mum, it's not connected anymore to the Beis HaMikdash. Who cares? Who cares that there's no pigeon? Right? To the Chachomim, tak, it doesn't make a difference. The Chachomim happened to hold, you could redeem it. Grat. But even if they would say, ain't with pigeon, even according to Rebbe, they would still say there's no more machama. And I think that is the hemshech of the sugya, how the sugya flows. In fact, I'm going to tell you a clear chiddush, which makes this even more clear. Really, whenever you redeem Psulei Mukdashim, it's not so poshut what you're redeeming. Whenever you redeem Psulei Mukdashim, what are you redeeming? So Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, he has a kasha, he says he doesn't understand. I thought kedushas haguf you can't redeem. So his question is, when a behemoth gets a mum, why are you allowed to redeem it? It should be non-redeemable, because you're redeeming the kedushas haguf of the animal. The bottom line is you're redeeming an oiler. And an oiler is not redeemable. So good, it's not, you can't use it for a carbon anymore. This is his kasha. This is Rebbe Chanan's kasha. How could you ever redeem a psulei mukdashim? The fact is, it's an oiler. And it's obviously still an oil because you can't use it until you redeem it. So how is it redeemable? That's what Rebbe Chanan asks. Ask Rebbe Chanan, Tamar, Ha'avi Kedushas Haguf, Ask Kishanifsal. He says, and the raya is, he says, you see, Shafi Lachare Shanifdeh. You still can't do certain things with it. Because it was once an oil. So he says, so if that's the case, how does the redemption work? That's Rebbe Chanan's kasha. How can you redeem a Kedushas Haguf even after it gets a mum? That's Rebbe Chanan's kasha. So he says, like, this is Rebbe Chanan's kasha. Zokter, he says, V'kosa Rabbeinu Arach, he brings down his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisk, the Kol's Man Sheyesh Lo Pidyon, Mikoyach Din Pidyon Yifke Kedushas Haguf, a tremendous Chiddush. I don't know if you recall, we spoke about this in Erechim. that Reb Chaim is machadesh, that the fact that there is pidyon, you see, the way you learn basic is that kedushas mizbeach, right, has a type of kedusha that's not removable, and therefore there's no pidyon. Kedushas berak habayis has a removable kedusha, and therefore there is pidyon. Reb Chaim learns differently. He learns there's a dim pidyon by kedushas berak habayis, and therefore it's removable. There's no din pinyon by Kedushas Mizbeach, and therefore it's not removable. The question is what you put in front, the horse or the wagon here. So Reb Chaim says, it's not that there's a certain level Kedusha, that level could be removed. No. The Torah is Mechadish and Mitzvah's pinyon. The pinyon makes it removable. So he says, by Kedushas Aguf, the Torah never was Mechadish pinyon. But once the Kedushas Aguf gets a mum, and the Torah was Mechadish and din pinyon, the name of the Kedusha goes off. There's nothing about Kedusha Aguf that's not redeemable. That there's no din pidyon. That's how Reb Elchanan wants to explain this distinction. But I will tell you very simple what I think the difference is. I think that the pshat is, and this is really in the Sefer HaChinuch, when Reb Elchanan has the kasha, he assumes that when you're redeeming it, you're redeeming the Kedusha Aguf from this korban. That's what you're redeeming. You're redeeming the Kedusha Aguf. That's what he says. He says, you see, still some Kedushas Aguf remains. The Sefer HaChinuch says differently. The Sefer HaChinuch says, by the mitzvah of redeeming Psuei Mukdoshim, he says as follows. He says, what's the reason why you could be nana from Kotchim after they got a mum? He says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Choma LaHashem HaMasov. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had rachmonis on people. He says, why a Kotchim will get a mum? It's like it's Olam Vod, it can't be used. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Mater Achilosa. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam disassociated it from being, that happens before the redemption. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam disassociated it with its original Kedush. He permitted you to eat it. He didn't permit you to do Gizav Aveda with it, but he permitted you to eat it. Then there's a separate din that you have to be poyda. If you look in the Avnei Nezer that we have here in the Maram HaKoymus, the Avnei Nezer actually says, see, the Chinuch Sloshin is Mishol Shea Mitzvah, Shemechasei Hashem, to let us have an awe from the Kotchim after they get a moon. Comes the Avnei Nezer, if you look at the piece that's boxed in here, if you look at the last three lines, he says, Kedushas Aguf Chal Aleim, Kedushas Domim Gam Kein. He says every carbon has Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domim. When you make something to an oil, you're making a two-phase Kedusha. Kedushas Aguf for carbon, and if it gets a moon, Kedushas Domim. The Ru'uyim L'Domim Acha Sheyumimu. The Kivan Shechalem Kedushas Domim, Chal Nami Kedushas Aguf. Unbelievable Avnei Nezer. That but fits very well with the Sefer HaChinuch. The Avnei Nezer is telling us that when you make something into a korban oila, what you're really doing is as Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. And when it gets a mum, the Kedushas Aguf is somewhat terminated, okay, like the Chinuch says, and now you're only redeeming the Kedushas Domim of it. That's all it is. The Kedushas Aguf is gone. The Torah already disassociated it with its being a korban oil. And that happened as soon as it got a mum. That's the Chachamim's response to Rebbe. Rebbe, I don't care. There is pidyon, there's not pidyon. Hamod of Arocha. No Hamod of Arocha. Doesn't matter. Because the bottom line is that there's no connection anymore to the original oil. And since there's no connection to the Torah disassociated it from the oil, The mail, there's no din of pinyan of mila. So this is a inherent machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, irrelevant to the machloikis of whether these things have redemption, don't have redemption. The Chachamim would say, even if there's no redemption, there's still no moyalachama. That's the bottom line. Okay, stop.